fig tree. Shaifi lo, they would like scrape it, the chavla with like a string, the tzavsa, the sorach olei bizrom. The tzavsa is always like the bark of a palm tree. It used to cut off like a string from the bark of a palm tree and smear it around this branch, around this tree, bizra by its seeds, the cover, and then they would plant it, hechad demasti yoma, where they're in a swampy place. Now, Yamashirtin, where the yam throws out, spits out the bad stuff. Now, kora avde, perla yavde. Now this fig tree, when it grows up, now it only gives off a kora, only gives off a trunk, branches, but doesn't give off fruit. So such type of trees, those were the trees they used to use for the marocha. Or tlos brichi minayu, three branches on such a tree, loimachasku logamla, a bridge cannot hold it up. Like the wood was so heavy and so strong, so that's the type of a wood the fig tree the Mishnah means. Not a regular fig tree that the figs grow on, because that's Mishrim Yishevarat Tzor, would not be nice to destroy it, because they used to use a lot of wood. So the wood here means was like from a white fig tree that did not give off any pears. Then at the end of the Mishnah said, Sidres Maroch Gedela, he used to make the big Maroch, the big pile of logs first. And it said there was a chazis, there was like a window, like an opening in between the logs. The question is, my time, how come they have to have an opening over there? Samara says, Rav Hunav Rav Chizda, Machlekes. Chadama 1 says, Kedei Shetei Haruach Min Hashem Zbo. It wants the wind to be able to come in to make it burn better. Like when the wind comes in, that will make it burn better, so you have to have a place for the wind, therefore there's like an opening, like a window there. The Chadama 1 says, no, Kedei Shiyu Matzitzene Solisa. Used to store like the small twigs to catch them on fire first, and they would make the big woods burn. So that's why they used to have like a window, an opening there, to put the small twigs there. Samara says, Meisvei, Nimetisa Salisa Misham, from there. So Meisvei, I have a question. The next part of the Mishnah says that Reva Hoyu Ben Hagzirim, that there was a space between one log and the next log, and used to lie the logs, there was a space between them. What was the space there? So they also used to store the twigs there and light the twigs. So Marshmallow used to put the twigs in between the boards, not on top. Samara says, not by this window. Samara says, they did it like in two places. There was one place by this window-like opening. That's where they used to store a lot of the twigs. And then in between one log and another log, also there was a space in order to have the twigs there. So in both places they had the twigs to make them light easy, and that would make the big woods catch on fire. So Yehadi Lecha Ruah Ochiv. Yeah, now we're up to Perek Shlishi. This is all Perek of Mishnayis. Yeah, the Mishnah says like this, Mishnah Lefim. Omalem Amamuna. The Mamuna, the superintendent, the one that was in charge of the Pisais, to make the lottery which Kohanim would be Zeicha. So Omlem, you would tell them, Bol Vafisa, come together, and let's make the next pious. Like so far in the morning, we had the first pious, that was which Kohen would be Zeicha to do the Truma Chadeshin. And then it says, when the Kohen came down, all the Kohen came down, they went to Lishcha Sagozis. They were in the Lishcha Sagozis, that's where they made the second pious. So the moon has said, come together, we'll make a pious over here, Bol Vafisa. And what's this pious now? Mishaychit, which kain, even though really the shchit is kosher bizarre, but mashma was a kosher shchita to do the first one in the morning on the korban atamid, so the kohanim used to want to do it. So he used to make like a gerbil, a lottery, which kain would be zeicha, mishaychit, which kain would be zeicha to do the shchita, mizerik, which kain would be zeicha to make the zrika sadam of the korban atamid. I think it's mashma, not only the zrika, this kain also made the kabbalah sadam. Just the ikur, the zrika, so say, like, who took care of the avoid sadam? Mi medarshin, another piyus then, they chose then, mi medarshin ha-mizbech ha-pnimi, who's going to clean out the inside mizbech? Mi medarshin ha-menorah, who's going to clean out the menorah? Now, not the pshat is really that they first made the shchita, the zrika, and then the dishin mizbech ha-pnimi. Because like we say in the morning of davening, the baya, that really the seder dvorim was, after the trumas ha-deshin, then the next thing was, the ha-tovah. Like we say, by the Masada say the Marocham, the Shragamur, he says that Marocha Gedoyla, Kedemas Marocha Shniya, first they made the Marocha Gedoyla, then they made the Marocha Shniya, then they made the Siddish Negizreitzim. Then after that, then they made the Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi. So before they made the Shechita on the Korban HaTomid, they first used to clean out Mizbech HaPnimi. And then it says, then they did the Hatovas Chomesh Neiros, they cleaned out the five Neiros first. Then after that, then they first made the Shechita in the Dam HaTomid. And then they came back to make the Shechita Neiros. So this mission is not really going to say exactly how they did the work, it's just saying how they made the piece in here. So they chose then which coin will be zeicha to clean out the mizbech apnimi, mi medash and some nor, which coin will be zeicha to clean out the menorah, mi male bor makevis, after they finished doing the avoidus, shchit and zrikam, and then they cut up the oil into pieces, you had to bring the pieces onto the mizbech. So they would make a choosing now which coin will be zeicha to carry up the vorim to the kevis. Now the way they carried it up was harosh beregel, one coin held the head, and the regel here means the left, the back, right foot. Ushtei hayadayim, that's the front. Another coin held the front 2 feet. Hoiket, that's the back side, the regel, and the left back leg. Hechoza, another coin had the hachoza, the breast. Vihagero, that's like around the neck. Ushtei adaponis, and the 2 sides. The 2 sides were with the shedra batchol vakovid, yeah. And then another cook, Ushtei adaponis, yeah, hakrovayim. That's the intestines. The asos, another kohen took the phallus, carried up the flour for the mincha that was brought with the korban, with the korban atomid. The achavitim, another kohen carried up the mincha the kohen gadol had to have brought every single day. The hayayin, another kohen would carry up the wine for nischa the atomid. So now, right now, they made all these gorolas now to choose, and zocha misha zocha. Each kind that was zeich, he was zeich. There was 13 kind of here that had to do with these different 13 avoidus here. So we have 13 of them. That the first one was zeich with the shrita, the second one with the zrika, the third one with the dishim mizbech apnimi, the fourth one dashim with the hamnera, the fifth one bring up the rosh and the regal, the sixth the shtei adayim, the seventh dukas and the regal, the eighth the chos and the gora, the ninth was the shtei adafanis, the tenth was the kebayim and the intestines. The 11th was the Silas, the 12th was the Chavitim, and the last one was the Yayin. Yeah. Now the Mishnah Bay says, Omulem Hamamuna. So the superintendent would say, Tsu Uru, go out and see. He would say, like, go to the top, he would tell a Kayin, the one that was Zaychir, go to a high place in the Beit HaMikdash, Uru, and try and see, in the Giyas Mana Shchita, like, gives it light, there's a daybreak here at the time to make the Shchita, because you can't make a Shchita Balayla. Then the Gia, if it came the time, Haroyim, the one that sort of would say, Bar Koi, like there's a strike of light. That's the Tanakam holds. It's enough just to say, you saw a streak of light. That's enough. You know now it's time to make the Shechita. But Masya ben Shmuel, I mean, he also knows, he says like this, that it's not enough just to say, Bar Koi, you see a little streak of light, but rather he has to first say, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach. The one that went up to see would have to tell us, that he saw its light all on the east side, the whole east side was lit up. And then the Mamuna would ask him, Achu Bechevron, is it even lit up? Do you see it's far all the way down to Bechevron? When he would have to answer back, Hain, yes, I even see it's that lit up. Because I think the Morris says that it was Xerah, once happened, they saw a little lightning and they thought it was daybreak already, and they brought the Tumid, and really it was in the middle of the night. Therefore, Masih ben Shmuel holds, it's not enough just to see a little bit light, but you have to be able to see, you saw the whole east side lit up, all the way down to Hebron. Now Mishnah Gimel, Omulahem. So now the Mamuna would say to the Kahanim that was Zecher and the Avodas HaTomid, he would tell them Tzu V'yaviyu Tle Milishchas HaTloyim. Go to the special room where they used to keep the Tloyim, the little lambs, and bring one now for the Korban HaTomid. V'harei Lishchas HaTloyim, where was this room? V'harei Lishchas HaTloyim Hoysa B'mitzoyah, it was in the corner, Tzvaynis Marovis, of the north west side, and the Yabol Lishchas HaYisham, in that place there, there were 4 rooms there. Achas was Lishchas HaTloyim, where it took now one of the Tloyim, one of the sheep. The Achas Lishchas HaChasamis, one was a room that used to have the seals there, that the kind of, when if somebody would want to buy a flour, so they used to like give him a sign, a note that he bought it. So that they used to have the Chasamis, the signings there. The Achas was Lishchas Beis HaMoked. One was the room where they used to have a fire always burning there to warm up there. The Achas Lishchas Shoyosim Ben Lechem Aponim. Another room there was a place where they used to bake the lechem aponim. They needed for every Shabbos the 12 lechems. They used to bake it there on Friday. So kids said they went to one of these rooms called Lishkas Hatzloyim, and from there we take out a clear little sheep. Now, Mr. Dalin, Nichnasum Malishkas Hakelim, then the kohen went to another Lishka called the Lishkas Hakelim, and V'hoitziyu Mishom Tishom Mishloshe Klei Kesel B'Klei Zov. They would take out from there, like every morning, 93 different Kalim vessels of silver and gold vessels, much more than they needed throughout the whole day. From these Kalim they used in the Beis Mikdash the whole day. So they took them out now. And one of the reasons, one of the purposes was, Hishku Esat.